off. How's David?
He's good. Was the release put out?
Yep.
Okay, so he, you know, I went in and saw him between periods. He's doing okay. No, I guess simple explanation. No structural damage. Obviously, there's will be concern going forward about swelling or infection, but I don't want to say he dodged a bullet because it's an unfortunate accident, but looks like he'll be okay. And from there, I don't know. I don't have an update. See how it is tomorrow, and we'll classify him as day-to-day, but other than that, I don't know if he'd be ready for Monday.
How scary are those incidents?
Well, you see a guy coming off like that, and you see the blood just pooling up, and you know, you're always worried to get an artery somewhere. Thought that he was able to get up. That was the first good sign. Get attended to quickly. So it is scary, but when we went and saw him, you know, right away they generally have an idea if they can defuse any, you know, serious kind of threat to him, and that's what we were told anyway, that it would be a deep cut that requires lots of stitches, but again, not too dangerous.
Do you know how many?
I think 18, but don't quote me on that, because it could have been more, but I don't know. And nowadays, maybe he'll post it on I don't want to sound like too old a guy, but what is it?
Instagram.
I don't want to say Instaface, right?
Instagram.
That sounds stupid.
Belichick.
So who knows? But there was a picture of it going around. I saw it. It wasn't pretty, but he's okay. He's in good spirits, and you know, obviously disappointed, but happy for the guys and that we got to win.
But muscle, like, tendon, ligament,
nothing like that. No. So he's, like I said, I know nothing structural that will prevent him from moving forward. Like I said, I think the concern is probably when you have those deep cuts is maybe infection. Also, and that's usually a couple of days. You see how it heals up.
All things considered, with the guys out and losing another guy in the middle of it, does it feel like one of the best wins, if not the best, of the season?
Yeah, I try to stay in the present. So obviously you're playing the first place team, and we talked about Pittsburgh last week being a measuring stick game. They were playing well. I don't think we could classify that as that, because it's not fair to, I think, when you're playing down as many men as we were that are important guys. So we were looking at it as more of, let's, you know, a bounce back game against a real good team. Let's see where we are. And I thought we answered the bell. So yeah, probably the biggest win in a long time. We've had some nice comebacks. We've had some high scoring affairs. Nice to get a zero in the columns. Probably, I don't know when the last one was. It's been a while. So just good, solid team defense, winning pucks hard. Probably not the prettiest hockey, though. I thought the goals we scored too, getting to the net, it's playoff hockey. And I thought we were better at it than they were tonight. You know, who knows how the next one will go. But so we're going to enjoy this and get ready for Columbus.
How much of a focus was the physicality?
It was a point. But I think, you know, when you're down.